1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Tune to the fabulous Bob and Brian show. We will prove it to you again over the next 4 hours. You have made an excellent choice.
Until the one question line rolls around.
And then, but what do you call that?
Chance for other radio stations to catch up.
So, again, you have made a wonderful choice this morning. Once again, welcome to the program. Eric, I need you to jump in here because I think you and Brian need to discuss this between the two of you. If I said, hey, fellas, I'm going to need you to, let me get the quote here exactly. I need you to scream inside your heart. Could you do it? Could you scream inside your heart?
I don't know what that means. It sounds like someone is talking about some anguish they're feeling.
Yeah.
About probably our country.
Scream inside your heart.
I don't know.
It comes.
I don't think I could do that either.
That comes from Japan, not this country. To scream inside your heart, which they're asking people to do when they ride roller coasters now. Because hold on, you laughed hysterically, Eric.
Well, yeah.
When
I thought it was going to be something more important than that.
When you ride a roller coaster, because studies show now that loud volume and screaming with your mouth open makes you, one, susceptible to the coronavirus, and two,
Having fun in general.
You could be spreading the coronavirus at the same time. So they want you to ride the roller coaster, but they want you to scream inside your heart, not out
maybe
loud.
Maybe it sounds
that ought
weird
to do it.
In translation. Maybe they, we have, heartache, right?
Okay, yeah.
You don't really.
A broken heart?
Right. That's not really the case. We know what those things mean.
Mm-hmm. All right, how would you say it then? To scream?
Well, I don't, maybe they have a common phrase where they say,
"Yeah,
I was screaming inside my heart."
Look at you.
Maybe that's like a common thing.
The Japanese language is a very beautiful language. To scream inside your heart. No more screaming on the roller coaster. See, even though to get on the roller coaster, you have to wear a mask. No, you put the mask on, and they don't
keep that screaming down.
Don't keep it down.
Right.
Don't scream.
Well, they're not telling you to not talk. You could go over the roller coaster and go, ooh.
Have you ever screamed on a roller coaster?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm sure I've gone, I've talked to the person next to me and said things. I just screamed like,
yeah.
Ah! No, never.
I've never done that.
Never. I've never screamed on a roller coaster. It's like, if it's a rough roller coaster, you might be going, there's
right,
a lot
making
of,
some noises
right.
while you're getting slammed around.
Right.
But,
I don't ever remember screaming by a pool either.
There's a lot of that.
But
too.
I always hear screaming.
Children like to scream when they're by the
screaming
pool.
Screaming children around pools.
Pure delight. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean, if you had, one of those radio sound effect records or something, and you just.
We're here by the pool.
Splashing and
screaming.
You hear kids screaming.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, the fun park just won't seem as fun without the sound of screaming
people. I quite
agree.
Just a silent amusement park.
Yeah.
Hello, silent, smiled friend. The silent amusement park.
I believe it was darkness.
Hello. Sound of silence. Yeah.
They get off the roller coaster. I was screaming inside my heart. But good for you.
Yeah. So scream within your heart if you're riding a roller coaster.
Scream
but the roller coasters are open in Japan.
Wear a helmet.
See?
Wear a helmet. Face mask on it?
Just a fishbowl on your head.
Like a fishbowl helmet. Maybe you got like kind of an exhaust stack in there with a few filters.
Yeah.
Just so you can yell.
Scream. Wear it in the pool.
Scream
have a
helmet.
Great time.
Yeah.
Scream helmet.
think about.
Yeah.
Way to make money.
Walk around like
selling scream helmets.
Sandy from SpongeBob.
You joke about a scream helmet, but hey, it's a whole new world out there.
Who says I'm joking?
Yeah. Is this helmet offer any protection? Only from a scream.
Are they wearing those at the protests?
Scream helmets?
Yeah.
No. No,
I have not.
They want the screaming to be heard.
Yeah.
Right.
No one's telling them to scream inside their heart.
No, not at all.
In fact, I don't hear much criticism of the protests at all. Like, if we don't want to social distance, forget it.
For some reason, that's just do whatever you want.
Well, the Bar League of Wisconsin was blaming protests for the spike in cases in the state a week or two ago, saying, it's not us. It's the protests where, we think it's spreading.
Yeah, there's no evidence of that.
Not in the bars.
That's what they're saying.
Well, they did. They said that. They came out and said, don't shut us down,
Mm-hmm. But everything else is saying, no, there's no evidence of that. Which it's only Trump rallies.
Be an indication
Trump rallies and bars.
Yes.
How this is being politicized. So, mm-hmm. There it is. So right there to see.
So the scream helmet, no scream helmets. There is no such thing yet. But if you thought of it, somebody else has too. Would it have a changeable filter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think something like that probably looked like an oil filter on a car, just sticking out the back there.
Yeah.
Have like a snorkel thing coming around the mouth area going in.
I think we're there. I think these exist already.
Out the stack out the top.
My old snowmobile helmet, fit to my face, Like a fighter pilot mask over your nose and mouth, and you tightened it with it had a big knob on the front that you would turn, and you would draw air in through one valve and exhale, it came out through another, and you ran it through a filter too. As a matter of fact, you changed the filters in it.
What's the point of that?
To not have your helmet fog up, to never introduce your breath into the helmet itself.
The filter.
The filter.
Is this an incoming air filter or an outgoing air
filter?
I get the incoming, but I thought okay.
Yeah. I think it's I'm not sure. I'd have to relook. But there's a lot of moving parts
they don't
on
want
it.
You're breathing,
There's
nature fumes.
There was a lot of moving parts. Right.
When you're out in the woods,
pine.
Across the lake.
Sure. Yeah.
Breathing those fumes.
No.
Fresh deer.
Or she might be behind a. Another snowmobile.
I don't think it was for that. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but I always put a new filter in it every day when I rode. But
day.
Really? Oh, they weren't very big. They were thin. They were like twice.
Was it sponge?
It was fibrous paper. It felt like it wasn't. No, you bought them in packs of five in a Ziploc bag, and
big, like an inch by an inch, or
it filled the whole mask. How big is my? Here, I'll draw the triangle on my face. I'll keep drawing it until you have done the math in your head.
Right.
I don't, it covered, your nose, your mouth, whatever that is.
Snoot.
Bombardier has that already. You had to open up the front of your mask to talk because nobody could hear you or understand you if you had it on. The visor flips up and there's two buttons on the front you squeeze and it folds down. I just sold this helmet this winter. I just sold it. It sat on a shelf in the basement for years because I haven't snowmobiled in some time.
Someone could have been using it as a scream helmet.
Yeah.
Is that the one you gave to me?
No, I gave you a bunch of. I had so many helmets, Rock.
Yeah.
I was good.
You had helmets? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a nice. Any helmet?
It was a
snowmobile helmet.
Yeah, nice pink.
Have you been snowmobiling?
Four wheeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a snowmobile helmet.
Yeah, still save your head.
About this.
Yeah,
still should save your head if things go sideways on the four wheeler.
That sounds wrong.
I see what you mean. I know what you mean. Words mean things. Yeah. What is that? It's a helmet. What kind? Multi-purpose.
Multi-purpose.
Not wearing a football helmet.
Yeah, right.
Old school with the one
Aaron
bar.
Aaron Rodgers got on his head.
Yeah. Yeah, multi-purpose
helmet.
He's got
the Sammy Pye helmet on.
Mm-hmm. Plus on mine, the one that I sold, I had the heated visor. I had the brake light on the back of it.
Did
you have to hook a cord up to your head?
No, it was either on or off. There was a button. You just turned it on at night so people could see the back of your head.
Oh, okay.
It didn't actually come on with the brake, but we just called it the brake light.
Oh.
Mm. It was
more trickery in your words.
Right, misleading words.
Yeah. Brake light. That's something that comes on when you hit the brakes.
Yeah, I sold that to a dude. Came to my house and got it.
Because
I had no use for it anymore. It was just sitting on the shelf.
eBay.
What did I sell it? I think it was a Facebook Marketplace, actually. Another way to get weirdos at your house if you're not careful.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the deal where
right.
you want to sell something and anyone in the world who wants to buy it can come over and pick it up.
I think the key to that, to keeping weirdos out of your house or away from your house or calling your house or contacting you, is to keep the price kind of high. You know, not that there's not weirdos who have money, that they're out there, but I just,
for all you know,
those are the weirdest of the weirdos,
right? Because they're willing to spend the money to get really weird.
Right.
I don't care what it costs.
All you've done,
I just want to go and rub my penis on his driveway.
Yeah, all I've
just
done
tried selling a snowmobile helmet. This guy's out there.
What's he doing? Oh, we're gonna have to tear the driveway out.
Pressure washing just won't.
Yeah,
ruined my driveway.
$5,000 expense.
Damn it.